From your point of view today, what is the motivation both for the healthcare provider, the physician, the oncologist, as well as the patient to use a biosimilar?
The motivation, I think, for using a biosimilar is fairly much financial. I think that it obviously makes sense from the standpoint of cost savings for the payer, but it's also important that it does help the patient as well. I think patients have co-pays, and certainly that co-pay can go down. I know that there is a trend now to allow lower co-pays or zero co-pays if you use a biosimilar versus using the reference product. And I also feel that it's about access too, because there could be patients that cannot afford to get the reference product at all because of their insurance plan, for example. This might be a way for them to receive it. And that's just in the United States. I think outside the US, this is huge because these cost savings will be even greater outside the United States.
You mentioned the trastuzumab used in HER2-positive breast cancer. There's a biosimilar. Can you talk about how they approach that and what clinical research data we have on that?
Well, the clinical research that was done with trastuzumab was very similar to what was done with the reference product in terms of breast cancer. There was efficacy studies that were done that showed that it was not inferior to the reference product. But again, most of the studies there have been based upon the structure, the pyramid approach I described earlier, where the basic structure is very similar, and then you kind of move up that pyramid to the clinical studies. And there was one major clinical study that was done that did show that it was non-inferior to the reference trastuzumab.